Kent Online News.
News you can trust.
This is the Kent Online Podcast. Nicola Everett.
Hello, hope you're okay on Wednesday, July the 2nd. Thanks ever so much for downloading today's podcast. The day after the hottest day of the year so far, and water bosses have apologised after thousands of customers were left without water or very low pressure as temperatures in Kent topped 34 degrees. South East Water have told us the problem in Herne Bay was caused by particularly high demand across the county. It led to storage levels of treated drinking water to fall significantly. Now, we've been in touch with South East Water. They've said no one was available for an interview, but they have sent us this statement from incident manager Nick Bell.
We're sorry to customers in the Herne Bay area who have been experiencing water supply issues. We're aware of around 7,000 customers who were affected by low pressure, no water or intermittent supply yesterday, and believe the majority of these customers have now had their supplies restored. This outage followed particularly high demand across Kent in the hot weather, which has seen our storage levels of treated drinking water fall significantly. As a result, our booster pumps were not able to work and pump water uphill, with customers on higher ground experiencing water supply issues. Our teams have been working hard to resolve this as quickly as possible, and we have seen some recovery in our network overnight. And we're continuing to use tankers to inject water into our network to support the area.
Well, at the time of recording today's podcast, it was thought around 80 customers were still affected by water supply issues. A bottled water station has been opened at Sainsbury's on the Altera Business Park as a precaution. Staying with issues during the hot weather, and there's been a huge operation to tackle a wildfire that broke out near Sittingbourne. A smoke warning was issued to residents following the blaze off Ruins Barn Road in Tunstall yesterday evening. Seven fire engines were needed along with specialist equipment to put out the flames. Meantime, firefighters have spent more than 5 hours tackling a woodland blaze near Cranbrook. It broke out off Park Lane in Hawkhurst last night. Crews used specialist equipment there too to put out the flames. And after temperatures reached 34.7 degrees yesterday, it's going to feel much cooler in Kent, and there could be some rain. A heat health alert that's been in force since last week has now ended. It's set to be in and around the mid-20s for the next few days, and more rain is possible on Sunday.
Kent Online News.
Other top stories today, and a Maidstone man who bit a police officer while being arrested over a domestic offence has been given a prison sentence. Isaac Chapman became aggressive when he was detained in Folkestone last October. A 30-year-old who doesn't have a permanent address is already in jail for another assault. He'll serve a 28-day term at the same time as his current sentence. Police say they've made several arrests as part of efforts to tackle antisocial behaviour on parts of the Kent coast. A total of 19 people were moved on from town centres in Herne Bay and Whitstable over the weekend. It follows reports of underage drinking, aggressive behaviour and shoplifting. Meantime, residents in Snodland say antisocial teenagers there are becoming a growing problem, with youngsters blocking pavements and damaging property. It's a particular issue, we're told, on the high street, where some people have been threatened and intimidated. Police say they're working with council bosses to tackle the concerns with dedicated patrols in areas that are worst affected. Now, police have arrested three people after recovering five caravans that are thought to have been stolen. The vehicles were seized in Thanet, Gravesend, Faversham and Medway as part of a crackdown by a rural task force. Two men and a woman have been questioned. Now, next today, we've been hearing from a refugee charity about what they think can be done to bring down the number of asylum seekers crossing the Channel to Kent. It's after figures from the Home Office revealed just under 20,000 made the journey in the first 6 months of this year. That's a 48% increase on the same period in 2024. Kate's been chatting to Steve Smith from Care for Calais.
I will say this to you, as I've said to others, if the tactics remain exactly the same today in 6 months and continue the same in 6 months time, invite me back and the figures will be no different. Nothing will have changed. It needs to be a completely different approach.
And we've spoken before about safe and legal passages for people that want to come into the UK. Right. If the government were to implement a system as we saw with Ukraine, and I think that they're calling for something similar for Gaza as well, a safe passage where people could come into the UK, do you think that that system would be able to cope with the amount of numbers that we're seeing?
Well, yeah, I do. And people will stand back aghast and say, come on, Steve, you're talking absolute nonsense here. The reason I don't think I'm talking absolute nonsense is because we know this is possible. Offshore processing. We know that's possible because the Prime Minister recently announced that he'd like to do a one in, one out exchange where somebody coming in via a small boat is returned to France, but somebody in France who wants repatriation with their family is allowed to come to the UK. They would have to be processed in France. So we know that that's possible. So my strong recommendation is that those claiming asylum are processed in France or somewhere in the European Union. Those with a viable claim to refugee status are then given a visa and then given a safe passage route into the UK. Now, we know that something like three quarters of those who claim asylum are granted refugee status in the UK in any case. And so that would, those that have confidence that they are refugees would go through the application system. They wouldn't pay smugglers huge amounts of money and risk their lives coming across in small boats. Now, you could say, well, the small boats might still operate. They might, but in terms of smashing the gangs, this would smash the business model because the numbers taking the small boats would reduce massively overnight, almost to the point of, do you think it's worth the risk? Is it worth the risk of being picked up by the police and imprisoned, smuggling boats across Europe and all the rest of it, all that goes with it? So I think that is a way to smash the gangs. Now, you could say, but why don't they stop in the other countries? Why don't they stop in France? Why don't they stop in Germany? All the countries they've gone to on the way, this will just open the floodgates. But already we know that that's not the case. Already, let's take some statistics. In 2024, France took more than twice the number of asylum applications than the UK did. Germany, something like 60,000 more than the UK. Italy, something like 50,000 more than the UK. So the European countries are already taking more than us. It's not a case of opening up the floodgates. And of course, we have such strong connections with various parts of the world, whether it's people who supported us in the war against the Taliban in Afghanistan, now looking for somewhere safe to go. It's hardly surprising that they see the UK as that safe country and they want to come to it. There are large diasporas or large communities here from countries like Afghanistan, from Iran, from Syria, they naturally gravitate towards where their friends and relatives are.
The government say they're looking for international cooperation to help reduce numbers.
Kent Online reports.
A teenager's been seriously injured in a suspected hit and run in Ramsgate. The 19-year-old was flown to a London hospital after it happened on Grange Road yesterday morning. Police are hunting for the driver of a car that left the scene. A bus company's launched an investigation after a single-decker crashed into a lamppost in West Kingstown. We're told no passengers were on board the Go Coach service when it happened on London Road on Monday lunchtime. A special independent school in Ashford has been rated inadequate by Ofsted just days before it was due to close. A report published by the Education Watchdog last week said the latest inspection at Cornfield School found failures with safeguarding, leadership and management. Last month, parents were told the site in Hythe Road had become financially unviable. It'll be shutting from today. Bosses in Swale will discuss plans to scrap parking refunds at two leisure centres this week. People using Swallows Leisure Centre in Sittingbourne and the Sheppey Leisure Complex can currently claim a full refund when they park anywhere between 1 and 3 hours. New proposals would see customers only able to claim back 1 hour free. If approved, the rules would apply from April 2027. One of the men who used to be in charge of finances meantime at Kent County Council says he doesn't know what reforms Doge team expects to find. The Department of Government Efficiency are out to cut wasteful spending after winning the local election in May. Well, Councillor Harry Rayner used to be the Deputy Cabinet Member for Finance, and he's been chatting on the latest episode of the Kent Politics podcast.
Well, let's put it this way. All the low-hanging fruit has clearly been taken. There's no question. I mean, it was I effectively undertook the sort of search for efficiencies that Doge or Dolge team is allegedly looking for. And some of the more senior members of Reform Party at KCC have indicated that there are some spectacular announcements to be made in early July, and I'll look forward to those with interest. As someone who, in the last administration, whose job it was to go and find the sort of savings that they're now looking for, I will look carefully at what they come forward with. I won't say there aren't savings, but they're going to be relatively difficult to find, and they will take time to put into effect, and in particular the sort of budget overruns and the reason for those budget overruns, the sheer call and wait on social services, that is really difficult with an aging population as we have. You have a situation with the baby boom generation now well into retirement, and those are the impact of those on the KCC social services budget, adult social services budget, is growing exponentially, no question.
Reform UK has indicated they'll make an announcement this month about what they've found. Don't forget to head to im-listening to get all of the episodes of the Kent Politics podcast.
Kent Online reports.
A Sittingbourne woman says she's disgusted after finding a human fingernail in a toy she bought for an eight-month-old baby. Rona Davis had ordered the shaker from e-retailer Shein for around £4. She contacted the company, who offered her a refund of 100 points, which is equivalent to less than a pound. A cow's been rescued by firefighters after getting stuck in mud near Ashford. Poor Nettie got into trouble in a field in High Holden before being lifted to safety. She's been checked over by a vet and is now safely back in her barn with her calf. Details have been confirmed for this year's Eleanor Twilight Walk. The hospice charity in Northfleet is running the event in September to raise money and awareness for patients and their families. Naomi from our sister radio station KMFM will be taking part in the 8K walk, which starts from St George's School. It's been confirmed the Kent Teacher of the Year awards are going to be back in 2026, but with a new name. They'll be known as the Kent Education Awards to celebrate everyone within the sector across the county. You've got until the end of January to get in a nomination. Jolie Richardson has visited a community allotment project in Margate to see how it's helping children's mental well-being and development.
There's a great feeling of solidarity, everyone playing together, making things together, being out in the great outdoors, which is great for everyone's mental health. The most fascinating story I heard from one of the parents about his daughter, how she would never eat fruit and vegetables. The children get a real excitement out of seeing it grow, and here she eats the fruit and the vegetables.
The actress is an ambassador for Save the Children, which funds the project, and shared a video on their socials. According to most recent stats, almost 10,000 young people in Thanet are living in poverty. That's more than a third of children in the area.
Kent Online News.
Now, council bosses in a part of Kent have defended a decision to pay for Punch and Judy shows on the local beach. National charity Refuge has criticised the puppet displays because they feature scenes of domestic violence. Broadstairs Town Council say it's a traditional seaside experience. They're funding 33 shows this summer to help families with the cost of living. A band that have performed at hundreds of events across Kent are retiring. Rubber Biscuit have spent the last 33 years playing at weddings, pubs and even a sold-out show at the Marlow Theatre in Canterbury. The 12-piece cover band are holding their final gig at the East Quay venue in Whitstable on October the 25th. And finally, we've been hearing from Craig David ahead of his sold-out summer concert in Rochester. He's going to be performing in the grounds on July the 6th, and has also been chatting about his album coming up on August the 8th. He was on Weekend Breakfast with Andy Walker.
Is this a taste of what we've got to look forward to? Some old school vibes on the forthcoming new album, which is Commitment, which I must say is out August 8th.
August 8th, yeah. Do you know what? I just went in. It's probably been such a... Not probably, but it's been one of the most fun projects to get involved with, because I just literally just started listening to songs that I used to listen to when I made the first album, Born to Do It. I got in that mode and I just felt like a kid again, and there was no pressure. I had time to make it, and it's got all the feeling, because a lot of my fans over the years are like, oh, can you give us the garage? Can you give us, like, we want more R&B? Can you give us more a song like Walking Away? So they'll use big hits as their example of songs that they'd like to hear on new albums. So for me, rather than like taking that and then almost trying to like copy it, it's like, okay, I know what you're trying to articulate. You want that feeling that those songs gave you. So I've just really dialed in and been like, okay, let me just give you that vibe that I feel I can give. And it feels like the reason I called it commitment was to actually double down on that, to say that I'm committed to giving you that feeling, because it's a responsibility now as an artist of 25 years to be like, to give you that vibe. No one wants the thing that, you know what I mean, you're going through some moment in your life and you want to get, just give us the tunes. And I'm like, okay, I got you. I got the memo. I'm going to give you the tunes. Okay. Give you the bangers.
Okay, got it. Obviously, summertime right now, busy period for you, going over to Ibiza with the pool parties, and also closer to home, I have to mention, you're heading back to Rochester Castle on July 6th. Can I say, it's three nights of music. You're on the Sunday night. Have a guess whose show is the only one to have sold out already.
I mean... I don't want to gas it up, like, but the way you're setting it up, Joey could have said, yeah, with the third night, you've still got bare tickets you need to summer, man. You better hype this one up. Do you know what? If it's mine, I am very, very, very
it's
grateful.
It's yours. Yeah.
Hey, my guy. Do you know yours. What? There's a lot of love. There's a lot of love in Rochester. And also just that castle and the whole vibe of that, where it's with the actual venue,
yeah,
is wholesome, man. Like, I remember performing there, it's such a vibe. Like, the crowd, the way, I think the last time I was there, I think that the Euros was on, and there was, I remember I had to work my way through, some people were trying to watch the England games that were going on, and there was a penalty shootout going on, and I come out on stage and the next thing people are gassed because we just won the game, and I come out and do my Interselect.
Yes, that's it.
Oh, such good vibes, man. So I can't wait to do it all again, man. It's going to be great.
And you can catch their chat in full at kmfm.co.uk.
Kent Online Sports.
Football and pubs in Kent are going to be hoping for a bit of a boost. The Women's Euros get underway today. The tournament's being held in Switzerland, with England's first group game against France on Saturday. Maidstone's Alessia Russo is in the Lionesses squad. On to tennis, and Kent's Emma Raducanu's in second round action at Wimbledon today. She eased through her opening match against 17-year-old Mimi Zhu on Monday. The British number one from Orpington has said that today's game against 2023 champion Marketa Vondrousova will be a challenge. On to cricket, and Kent, Zach Crawley is due to open the batting for England in the second test against India. He hit 65 in the second innings of the first game. England are 1-0 up in the series, and the next game is taking place from today in Edgbaston. Staying with cricket, and Kent had plenty of work to do on the final day of their county championship match against Northamptonshire. The visitors were due to resume the day on 624 for six at Canterbury. That was a lead of 58 runs over Kent. In rugby, Kent's Alex Mitchell and Ben Earl are going to be on the bench for the British and Irish Lions in their latest warm-up game in Australia. They're taking on Queensland Reds in Brisbane. It follows that 54-7 win in the first game of the tour at the weekend. And plans to build a huge new facility at a karting circuit in Chatham have been approved. A state of the art simulator room at Buckmore Park, known as the Paddock, will also include a restaurant, bar and viewing terrace. It'll create up to 30 jobs and is expected to open in 2027. Well, that's all from us for today. Thanks ever so much for listening. Don't forget, you can follow us on socials. Plus, you can get details on the top stories direct to your email each morning via the briefing. To sign up, just head to kentonline.co.uk. Whilst you're on the website, you can also sign up to Kent Online Premium. That gives you access to content with fewer ads and exclusive stories. And if you use the promo code Nicola Everett, all one word at the checkout, you'll get £30 off the price of an annual subscription.
News you can trust. This is the Kent Online Podcast.